Welcome to Women Got Game, where we uncover untold stories of extraordinary women in sports across Northwest Ohio and beyond. I'm Sophia Fisher, and we're going to celebrate the evolution of female athletes, coaches, and sports enthusiasts. Let's dive into a world often overlooked in the broader sports narrative. Ready to explore? Let's play. In today's competitive sports landscape, the emphasis on the fan experience definitely extends to women's collegiate basketball. I recently went to the battle on I-75 and had the privilege to speak with some of the University of Toledo and Bowling Green State University's women's basketball fans. And before we talk to our guests today, let's hear why the fans think women got game when it comes to women's basketball.
I'm always amazed by the tremendous athleticism of these women, and that it really is ignored by just the mainstream sports coverage. These people play a solid, hardcore game, and it's clean, and there's no drama.
As a basketball player, I think it's inspiring being able to watch them, and it helps me grow as a player myself.
We love the girls. We love watching and supporting them and watching them grow in the sport. And, you know, it's a great competitive game, and it's really cool to watch them grow with it.
I think that me and the other 7,000 or so people here recognize it's a vibe. It's a bunch of great girls working hard, and it's just a really fun time.
As I got older, you know, I moved away from the area. When I came back, I'm like, okay, I want to support my alma mater. So I came here, and I started watching the games. I'm like, man, the overall game that the women play has improved so much since I graduated in 1989. It's amazing how well they play and how technically sound they are.
Well, it's an exciting game, especially now that people are seeing the fundamentals that are played, the athleticism that's out there, the tenacity and the competitive spirit that both teams have. And actually all the girls that we've played against this year have been just tenacious and yet are great sports after the game and realize that they're all going through the same things at the same time, but can be as competitive as all get out when they step on the court.
You know, I just like to see the young women do things that make them happy and be a part of a team. And they're young college kids. They're like, this is their life. They're living their dream. It's awesome. I am very fascinated with their skills.
With us today as a special guest, it's Harrison Banu. He's the coordinator of marketing, sales, and fan experience at the University of Toledo Athletic Department. Welcome, Harrison.
Thanks for having me, Sophia.
Well, you had a full house in Savage Arena when the UT Lady Rockets played the Bowling Green Falcons in women's basketball in the Battle of I-75, as we call it. The energy was awesome. The vibe was high. The fans were loving them some women's D1 Mid-American Conference basketball. You often experience great crowds, but it's clear to me that women's basketball at Savage Hall Arena, it's not just a game, as you say, it's a fantastic experience. Sorry, I couldn't help myself. So today we're going to be talking about the fan experience, especially for women's basketball and what that looks like. So before we begin, though, can you tell me a little bit about what your role means as a coordinator of fan experience?
Of course. Well, I get to work with a lot of different talented student-athletes on our campus here, as well as a lot of great young professionals and those in the business, and we really do our best to create the best fan atmosphere for those attending games on our campus. You know, that starts with our ticket office there and making sure that we try and be frictionless from the time that you decide to come to one of our games till the time you're pulling out of the parking lot. And, you know, that's been a big emphasis for a lot of different sporting teams, and I can't say we've done it all on our own. We've borrowed some great ideas from definitely some local teams and those across the country, but really just working all the different departments within our department, athletics, to make sure that our communications on social media, our email marketing, everything that you see on our digital ads and ads in the community, it's reflecting the same message. It's showing you the fun within Savage Arena. And then from when you arrive on our campus, whether it's parking, having your ticket taken, our concession lines, we try and make that as fun as possible. And I know some like parking there's not many sporting events where you look forward to the parking there. But we try and make it, like you say, frictionless. So at least make it so it's not a low light of your day there. And then, of course, you can focus on what matters most, and that's watching our incredible student athletes and what they do on the court.
Really, what's the secret sauce, though, all right? You pack the house at Savage Arena for women's basketball. There's a lot of factors that you already mentioned right now. It doesn't hurt that they have a winning record, right? They're returning MAC champions. Even with the BG Falcons, the rivalry there, it's competitive, yet it's very fun-spirited. It's an annual event. People really look forward to attending that. They get excited about it. But what do you really think drives women's basketball fans in particular? What drives their loyalty when it comes to showing up with face paint on? You know, the student section's awesome. All the outfits they wear, they're pretty jazzy. And then you have the fans wearing their blue and gold striped overalls. You know, the scent of fresh popcorn in the air, the hype from the band and the cheerleaders. I mean, what do you really think really moves the needle on getting such a big crowd?
Well, it's hard to boil it down to one thing. Traditionally, this Toledo versus BG game is the highest attended game in the MAC year after year. So that's something that's always going to move the needle, is that rivalry. But you mentioned it. We've got a fantastic program here. In the 3 years that I've been here at Toledo, I can count on one hand the amount of times we've lost thus far at home in Savage Arena with our women's basketball team. So success, I mean, obviously fans respond to that. We've got fantastic student athletes, a fantastic coach, but they also interact with the community. It's not uncommon to find all of our programs, but especially women's basketball, out there engaging with the youth in the community, whether that's youth camps, whether that's going out for community service. They're very active with different groups, and we have theme nights that benefit, whether it's Justice for Sierra on campus, Rockets for the Cure, where we benefit the Dana Cancer Center and Susan G. Komen. They just do so much in the community, and I think that the community responds to that as well. It's not hard to root for this team. I mean, they are fantastic individuals. We do our best as a department to highlight that on social media, within the games, and really show the personalities of these student athletes. And I think that's something that a lot of the young fans especially connect with. I know it's often you'll find groups of young teams that come out together to watch the game, because it gives them someone to look up to. And then it also shows them the game being played at a high level. And we truly do try and offer the best experience for those young fans, to make them a fan for life, but also so that they can see other female sports being played and just seeing it at a high level, that way they can emulate and look up to and want to be there one day. So to answer your question, I don't think there's one thing that you can boil down to. It's the success of our team. It's the support of a great community, a great university. And just we've got a fantastic fan base, and they encourage other fans to come out.
How do you gather feedback from fans, though? Like, how do you touch base with them and get their opinion? What would they like to see, or what could be better?
Well, historically, I think it's been done very anecdotally. You talk to people who come to games. Recently, we've tried to be a lot more data-driven, sending out surveys after games, really gathering, especially when a season's over, poll all of our season ticket holders, single-game buyers, and just really boil down the parts of the game that they found went really well, what they look for in games, some of their buying preferences, and then also just seeing what are some areas of friction that we can eliminate going forward. But one thing that we're really excited to debut this spring is our fan council. And so we rolled that out at the start of the new year, and it's going to be comprised of 20 different fans from our community, and they'll range from students on campus, young fans, alumni, individuals within the community, some with not many ties to the university at all, but they come to some games. And our goal is to have those 20 individuals meet a handful of times each year and really just give us feedback, and we can run ideas by them. And part of that is them telling us their experiences that they've had. But then it also gives us someone to kind of use as a sounding board to bounce ideas off of, that maybe we haven't rolled them out yet, but rather than us rolling it out for a year, getting the feedback that it wasn't what we wanted to do, we can kind of eliminate that step. And we can go right into getting the feedback before we even roll it out to fans. And so we've had over 200 applicants for that already. Making that choice soon, we'll have that rolled out relatively soon. We're really excited to share that group with the community, but then also to get to work, start to create new ideas, and to get that feedback that can help us improve our fan experience for everyone else.
So how do you currently balance, you know, how do you cater to different demographics as far as you really serve a very diverse community? You know, I've been to the games, and there's a lot of inclusivity there. I love before a game starts, the fans, you know, they're getting to their seats, they're getting their treats, they're getting their popcorn, whatever it is. But what I love seeing is the camaraderie. You know, it is a community, and they're hugging each other, they're high-fiving each other, they're talking for a bit before the game, and you see the same faces, the friendly faces. and they're all, you know, really positive, you know, just getting ready to get into the game. But how do you really service or balance that catering towards students versus alumni versus the sponsors? I mean, is it challenging, or do you guys feel that you've done a good job as far as sharing, I guess, maybe, I don't know, maybe, I guess it's not even marketing, I guess, but it's really communicating to the diverse groups that you serve?
Well, I think that's one of the great parts of sports, is bringing together all of those different groups, because how many other places are you having that shared atmosphere? And I think one of the great things, especially with our women's basketball program and games, is that learned behavior that comes from those games. So you've attended a game at Savage Arena. You know our fans stand until we get the first bucket. So if you're a first-time fan, you might not realize that. But as a grandparent who may be bringing out their grandkids for the first time, that's something they'll immediately catch on to. And I do think there's just so much that they can share together. And yes, there's times when there's a lot of different things to balance, right? We try and pack our games full with as much entertainment as we can. But you've mentioned there's, you know, we have some sponsorship areas as well. And our sponsorship team does a great job making sure that those are interactive as well. And I do think that it is a fine line, but really just remembering at the end of the day that we're trying to bring all of these people together to support our teams, that's really what it comes down to. And it's really not that hard to create an atmosphere when you have such great fans with these learned behaviors that you know that they're going to bring the energy game after game. And so we just got to show up, do a good job for them, and they'll do everything else.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. I like that. Let's switch gears a little bit. Let's talk about technology, all right, especially when it comes to marketing promotions. In what ways do you leverage social media and digital platforms, especially within a diverse group and a diverse community, right? You might have some fans who have been diehards for 35 years. Maybe they're not so active on social media platforms. Just tell us a little bit about how technology in some realms has helped you. But then in other ways, are you still using traditional formats like the poster, for example, or having mini schedules that are placed at all the retail businesses in our area?
Well, I'm relatively new to the space, but knowing all of the traditional marketing that we've done before I've taken over this role, and then just looking at what we've added since I've been here, I think it's a really great time where if you're a fan, it's our job to make sure that it is very hard for fans to not know what's going on. So if a fan is interested in what we're doing, we should have that out in every space available to them. So we do have the traditional marketing. You can still pick up a poster at one of our games, put that on the wall, and that way you know when our games are. But being that occasionally TV will flex our game times, and when we send the poster out to you, we'll have a change there. That will also mean that we're going to put that on social media. And we've got a lot of different social media platforms these days. And you know that some fans are more responsive on, you know, maybe Facebook versus Twitter. And so we make sure that all of our information is on every platform. But what we've really tried to do is cater it so the group that's using that platform most, it's most engaging to them. Our YouTube channel is going to look different than our Instagram. What we do in our email marketing is going to be obviously a lot more informational than it will be content. However, we do try and share some fun content within our emails for those that aren't on social media. So it's really creating a balance, but putting as much information out as we can in a decipherable, compact way for our fans. I don't think there's necessarily an incredible development with any of these. It's just more places that our fans can see them.
So do you see any challenges, if you will, relative to women's basketball attendance? You know, where do you see it headed? Obviously, we're University of Toledo women's athletics, especially basketball attendance, is exception to the rule. I mean, being top 28 in the nation, that's huge. So for a Mid-American Conference team to draw that type of attention and have that fan base, are there any challenges there, or where do you really see it heading in the future?
Well, I think we're trending in the right direction here at Toledo. We had our first regular season sellout in program history earlier this year versus Michigan. That was a fantastic environment. They won, of course, Toledo.
Is that University of Michigan?
University of Michigan.
Yes.
Yes, they were here last December. Not only did we beat them, we sold the place out. It was a fantastic atmosphere. First regular season sellout in program history. And then we followed that up with the third highest attended game during the regular season against Bowling Green this past spring. So in terms of, you know, you have two of your best three attendances in the same year, I think we're trending in the right direction. Obviously, there's always that concern within sports across the country of there's so many other options. There's streaming, there's television, a lot of different things are pulling at. There's so much for people to do nowadays. But truly, I think the atmosphere within Savage Arena that our fans help create, we have got a wonderful fan base that, you know, as we've mentioned, there's that learned behavior that everyone wants to come to the games because they can do things that you can't do at home watching on streaming services. So I think especially our women's program is in a great spot. I'm always going to encourage fans who haven't come to a game before to check it out for themselves, because it's different. It's not like any other place. It's truly a great community. Across the MAC, I know that we've got one of the better places to play in. Very often we hear coaches in their post-game press conference comment about the atmosphere in Savage Arena, so can't pretend like it does nothing for our teams. I know they really feed off that energy.
Yeah, I think women's basketball is exciting to watch. Technique, obviously, is different. Women are powerhouses. And I think, you know, I always want to ask, what makes a women's basketball game different than a men's basketball game? And I don't know if you can answer that, Harrison, but I'm going to challenge you. Why do you think women got game when it comes to women's basketball?
Well, I'll just go with some of those anecdotes that I've gotten from fans. You know, I talked to a fan recently after a doubleheader. We had men play first, women play second, and was talking to them about both games. And, you know, I know you've talked about this before, but just the style of play is a bit different. Some enjoy that it's a bit less physical. It reminds them of, you know, a different time in men's basketball that isn't there anymore. I also think that there's a lot of camaraderie among our fans that you've mentioned the some of our fans that you've interviewed and talked to at games before. They know each other. They sit next to each other every game. You know, women's tickets at University of Toledo are general admission, but they have unassigned assigned seats. They'll get there as soon as gates open. They'll sit next to the same person every game. And there's really just an atmosphere that we still have a fantastic men's atmosphere, but it's a slightly different crowd and they have a slightly different behavior. And I think that they respond to different parts of the games than our men's fans do. And both fan bases are fantastic, but like you mentioned, there's a difference in the sport. And I think that our fans that come out really help support these female student athletes be the best of themselves in Savage Arena. And so,
absolutely. And I think, too, what I like about the end of the game is in certain games, you get access to the players. You get to come down on the court, and that's a cool experience in itself. You see little kids lined up to get autographs and of their favorite player. And the coaches really like that they're, you know, accessible too. They'll come up, they'll shake your hand. Trisha Cullop does a great job within the community as well and being part of the community. And I think that's what's neat as far as, you know, being able to see their personalities. I think you get to know the players, you get to relate with them, and they all are their own unique individuals. And they definitely got game. So, Harrison, I want to thank you for spending time with us today. And Harrison, you got game.
Thanks for having me out. Really appreciate it.
Before we leave today, let's hear from a few more fans.
Women got game at the collegiate level because we are bosses, girl bosses. We know how to go on that court, demand the court. I love to see the girls make big defensive plays and just really go out there and be the girls and represent the number in Toledo on their chest.
Because I like learning from their stuff and like what they do.
I think the style is different from the men's. I also think they have better teamwork sometimes than the men do.
The fan, it's a whole community effort, and women have game because they do. Skill set and the defense they play, it's so much more strategic than the men run and shoot. The atmosphere has to be the energy and the community, sense of people seeing each other, having the connections, and the connections build the energy that it matters to the team, and they feel empowered when they see how much support they have.
Well, I think all you need to do is look at a game like today and the size of the crowd and the energy in the arena. There's definitely unwavering support. Once you get here for a game, it's contagious. You'll come back, I promise.
Well, first of all, it's a really fundamental game. I think basketball purists love the fact that women share the ball, they play hard. You know, they've got the three-point game. You know, it's a fast-paced game. I mean, there's so many, you know, if you love basketball, you love women's basketball.
As we shared today, collegiate athletic departments often serve as key ambassadors for their institutions, playing a vital role in brand building and community engagement. And by enhancing the fan experience at women's collegiate games, it can contribute to revenue generation for athletic departments, not only through increased ticket sales, merchandise purchases, concession sales, and beyond, but it really does do so much more for advancing women's collegiate basketball as a whole in regards to more lucrative sponsorship opportunities and endorsements, media exposure, and game day broadcast coverage. And let's not forget, women's basketball fans at the collegiate level exhibit unparalleled passion, dedication, and unwavering support, creating an electrifying atmosphere that celebrates the talent, resilience, and achievements in women's basketball. Special thanks to my executive producer, Chris Pfeiffer. I'm your host and producer, Sophia Fisher. Feel free to visit us at wgte.org/womengotgame.
WGTE. Voices around us.
WGTE is supported in part by the American Rescue Plan Act funds allocated by the City of Toledo and the Lucas County Commissioners and administered by the Arts Commission.